Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Now, talk to me about flying cars. Are you honestly saying this bloke's saying in 5 years, in other words, 2024, we're all going to be jumping in a car and flying to work, are we?
Well, I had to talk about it, Mike, and actually I'm sitting at the airport right now, so it's not, what better time to talk about flying cars than when I'm sitting in a car park at the airport? Yeah, look, this issue pops up from time to time, doesn't it? And I think we're generally quite dismissive, given that we can't even get a handle on what's happening on the land-based versions. We don't know how that's going to pan out at the moment, so I don't know how we arrange at a conclusion on the flying vehicles. But I couldn't help but being drawn to this. This was a transcript of a conversation that was reported on with a guy by the name of Anil Nanduri, and it was done in conjunction with an All About Autonomy conference. Now, this guy is the general manager of Intel's drone group, so he's not an idle commentator. I presume he's not a theoretical thinker. One assumes there is some sort of form of deliverable element to the role he has at Intel. So I'm assuming he's at the forefront of this technology. And he basically says, when they're talking about drone technology, that they're already convinced about a range of applications, you know, the stuff that we know about home security, package delivery, building inspections, construction inspections, agricultural applications. But he was asked, will we have flying cars in 5 years? And his response was, definitely, but not in any scale, but they'll definitely be there. So we're not all going to be channeling the Jetsons, Mike, but he said within 10 years, you will start to see air taxis. And a lot of that will be driven by congestion fatigue. I mean, basically just sheer volume of traffic, and that's going to drive three-dimensional solutions. So basically, we know Elon Musk wants to take this all underground. You know, there are multiple levels already of streets and underground in Chicago. But look, he acknowledges the risks. I mean, after all, you've got an extra element of health and safety to consider now, don't you? Because you've got gravity. But he points out that driving is full of accidents. And I went to the World Health Organization. I mean, there's over like 1.25 million road deaths a year around the world. So, you know, there's plenty of risks driving your car. He says 5G is vital, so you'll require that level of sort of wireless support. And the biggest challenge, obviously, battery power. But, Mike, you know, I wonder about the noise. I can't believe a flying car is not going to be noisy when your next-door neighbour takes off on a morning.
Exactly. Bring it back to the real world, though, for a moment, Andrew. We already have a flying taxi. It's called a helicopter. And no one flies in a helicopter because they can't afford it, because it's expensive for obvious reasons. What's going to be the difference in cost between a helicopter and a flying car? Getting a car off the ground, engineeringly, you're not getting in an Uber copter and paying $9 to go down the road to McDonald's, are you? It's not going to happen.
Well, no, I tend to think the air traffic control is going to have to, there's going to have to be some control, isn't it? It's not like everyone's just going to go willy-nilly across the harbour, are they? I mean, presumably there'll have to be channels that you're going to have to drive. Anyway, it feels reasonably fantastic, but this says within 10 years it's going to happen.
All right, now Briscoes, well done to them, yet another record year.
Yeah, look, this is Briscoe's coming in late in the reporting season. Again, a reasonable barometer of sort of New Zealand, how New Zealand Inc. in general is going. I would have thought it wouldn't be a bad read on the general consumer in New Zealand. But firstly, record full year profit, 9 years in a row of recording record profits. And I think we should stop and acknowledge that, because too often in the business sector, we talk about problems, we talk about issues, talk about what's going wrong. But you've got to stop here and say, these guys have got, you know, a 9 years of record profits. It's, well, pretty damn good, really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Briscoe, so you've got Rebel Sport, you've got Living and Giving, you've got the homeware, $63.4 million net profit after tax. That was probably in line with expectations. Guidance was around $63 million. So a few of our larger companies, I think, should take note here. You improve your profitability and you deliver on or above expectations. Not a hard game, is it?
Dead right.
Bingo, share price responds.
Give us the numbers.
Yep. 25,546 on the Dow. The Dow Jones down 104, being impacted, of course, by the share price of Boeing. S&P 500, 2795, up 12, so in contrast to the Dow. And the Nasdaq, 7605, up 47. The FTSE 100, I don't think the UK market believes this vote is going to get passed. The FTSE 100, I think they are thinking it's going to be delayed. Yeah. The FTSE 7151 up 21. Nikkei 21503 up 1.8%. Shanghai Composite 3060. The ASX 200 6174 down 5. The NZX 50 9397 up 6 on the currencies. One New Zealand dollar 0.6864 against the US. 0.9690 Aussie, 0.6081 Euro, 0.5249 pounds, 76.48 yen. Gold trading at $1,298 and Brent crude $66.68.
Enjoy your trip wherever you're off to. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.